This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wiggins America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like, whatever, dude.
Hey! Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand. You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
Well, if you've been listening to 97.1 for any amount of time, you'll know that one of my key characteristics as a personality here is that I don't necessarily eat very well. So I wanted to invite somebody on who might be able to help me and you by proxy for listening, Dr. Julie Gatza. She is from Florida. She is part of the Florida Wellness Institute, and she is here to advise. So, Dr. Julie, thank you for being here.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
So one of the things that you mentioned the most and you talk about in your research here is about fast food. I'm kind of a sugar addict, so let's focus on what you have to say first. And I want to ask you some sugar questions too, but fast food, how do you even define what fast food is?
Okay, well, let me just preempt it by saying the most important thing that you can have working in your system is your digestive health. And if your digestion works, it means you can actually eat the food, absorb the food, break it down, utilize it, and this is how you maintain health or you get your health back. So for 32 years, I have been focusing on fixing people's digestion, no matter what it is that they come into me with, because it makes everything else work better. So I define fast food as if you take a piece of fish and you put it up against a box of French fries, that fish has healthy fats and minerals and enzymes and protein, and that box of fries has no protein, no minerals, no enzymes, unhealthy fats, and it actually takes more of your nutrients to break down that box of fries than it was if you just didn't eat it.
So is the key then proteins, or is it that, well, some, yes, all proteins are good, but some are better than others? Is there kind of a sliding scale?
Yeah, it basically just needs to be food. That box of fries is what I call unfood, because it takes more nutrition to break down that unfood than it could ever give to you. And that fish gives you all the things that you need to be able to have a healthy body. So it just has to have more food than unfood for it to be worthwhile to eat.
Well, that's not too bad. I mean, I was expecting kind of the worst here, but that is, so you're telling me, now, I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth. You're telling me that I can eat a hamburger, maybe even a big hamburger, and it's better for me than eating the fries.
You know, I mean, if you really start to take a look, and I don't ask anyone to have to be pedantic about it, but, you know, is it something that you would want to feed your 8-year-old son or daughter if they were under the weather? Do you go, oh, wow, you know, Lucy, let's take you to McDonald's because you have a cold, you feel lousy, and you have tiredness, and you've been, you know, unable to sleep for a week. Let's give you hamburger and fries.
I'm not going to answer that question because possibly the answer is not acceptable. But I'm glad you mentioned kids, Dr. Julie, because one of the things that you brought up in kind of your materials is that kids digest fast food better than adults. Why is that?
Because they have more reserves. And the reason is their systems are working better. They have an enzyme system that's being made properly by their bodies that hasn't been all tired out at this point. So they can eat food and the body goes, oh yeah, we get what this is, break it down, break it down, break it down. When we eat those foods now, we get gas, bloating, indigestion, heartburn, constipation, diarrhea, acid reflux, and stomach aches. And it's because we can't break down the food that we used to. We don't have the enzyme system working the way that it used to because of some of our poor choices, and some of it is age. And so I've been giving high-quality digestive enzymes to my patients. I think it's more important than taking a multivitamin because I think it's more important to break down your foods rather than to start adding in extra nutrition if you were to actually, you know, say which one's more important.
Dr. Julie Gatza is our guest right now. She's co-founder of the Florida Wellness Institute and giving me personal advice, basically, is why I'm having you on here. So let me ask this question on this piece of paper is one that I'm like, I'm asking this and I really want to know the answer to this. Let's say you decided to go on a fast food binge, which honestly, some people just live that way. So I thought, you know, good question. What could you do to minimize your body's adverse reaction?
I mean, it depends on what you're talking about. If we're going to just blame, you know, one type of food, you know, fast food, my daughter said Chipotle is more, it's healthier, Mom. Okay, I went there 6 times. Every time I had a stomachache. So I never went there again. And then I was talking to one of her girlfriends and they looked at me and they said, yeah, that's just what happens. And I sort of, and I was like, and Chipotle is, quote unquote, you know, a healthier fast food. And yet everyone knows that they just, you know, might have a stomach ache and not feel so great afterwards. So we were kind of laughing. I was like, oh, okay. It's just an awareness. So, you know, for me, I have patients that, you know, I really do want to improve. They really do want to improve. I have to walk the walk because I'm, you know, a doctor that has to be able to, you know, perform properly and, you know, be strong and healthy. So I have to follow my advice, otherwise I'm going to fall apart and not be able to do my job as well. So, you know, to me, there really isn't a fast food that's okay to eat unless you're just going to do it on occasion.
Well, I guess
I'm no angel, but, you know, it's not something that I ever put into my, you know, weekly life.
So that's a good question. Back to the whole question about, well, what is fast food and then what is good food? Because I would have thought, until you just said that Chipotle or Qdoba or those types of places were better because they do seem to have fresher ingredients, or at least they're making it in front of you so you can see it, you know.
Right.
A lot of protein, a lot of what looks like to be good protein. So what is it about either those foods or others that causes those stomach aches? What is it that is, what are we trying to avoid?
I think it's all the additives that make it taste better than you could make at home.
Okay.
You know, if you go to the rotisserie chicken at your local grocery store, why can they make it taste so good and you can't make it exactly like that? There's all the different things that are in the ingredients that, you know, make it stand out. So there's, you know, just, you know, you read them and they're there, all the words that you don't understand. So for me, real food is the stuff that you buy on the perimeters of the grocery store. That's where the, you know, fresh frozen is, the fresh vegetables, the meats and the fruits and anything on the internal portion of a grocery store is usually in a package, a box or a can, has lots of ingredients in it. And, you know, if you want to get some condiments and rice on occasion, great. But pretty much everything else in there is just, it's not really going to be something that you want to sustain on unless, you know, the world ends and you'll be thankful you have canned goods.
Dr. Julie, so big question to end on here, because for me, and I would think that maybe some people are like me, maybe others are not. And you know, come out of New Year's resolutions, for instance, and you all of a sudden just say, well, I'm going to try to change things. I'm not like that. I try to move the whole ship, and that takes time. It's a slow-moving thing. So when you say that, you know, these kind of foods cause stomach aches for you, for me, they don't at all. I eat, you know, fast food pretty regularly, and that includes like the traditional fast foods to what I would refer to as the healthier fast foods. And I really, right. my stomach doesn't seem to really react to those things at all. Is that because you kind of become accustomed to what you eat regularly? And is that something that you kind of have to change just slowly over time?
Yes. Yes and no. So the fact is, you do have reserves, and you know, maybe you don't have the digestive problems, but you know, if we were to sit in front of me and I was to run a history on you and I don't even know your age, but you know, we might find some things that you go, yeah, you know, that's just not optimal. And I say, all right, well, you know, we could make it optimal if you'd like to. So then we would go through and take a look at the diet and what your choices are. So, you know, my thought is you do have these bodies. They aren't that complicated. They do respond the same way that they responded 2,000 years ago, but people are starting to treat them like this, you know, new computer age where everything's so fast and easy, and they think that we can just continue to eat weird food that really bodies don't thrive on. So yes, you can survive. I mean, gosh, they can take a lot of abuse. You know, one of the things that I have people do is drink more water. Take, you know, a high-quality digestive enzyme. The one that I have them take is called Absorb-Aid because it works so well and breaks down all the types of foods. It would be eat protein at every meal, eat more vegetables. All these are not things that people have never heard, but when you start to move a couple of these things towards the, you know, the correct goal, you go, you know, my legs aren't so restless tonight. Jeez, I've lost a few pounds. I have more energy. I don't feel like crawling under my desk after lunch anymore. And it's, you know, all those things are being caused by us or you, and you just have to, you know, be aware of what it is that you're doing. And until you're cleaned up, sometimes you just don't know how much better you can be.
Well, I like the baby steps. I'm not so intimidated when it's do just a little bit, moving in the right direction. I think I'm kind of doing that. I'm over 40, so I'm trying to move in that direction so that I can, by the time I get to be 50, maybe be eating pretty healthy, because right now I'm eating just a little healthy. Dr. Julie, yeah. I really appreciate your advice and your time. It's very practical. You're co-founder of the Florida Wellness Institute. You want people finding you any way, social media or anything?
Yeah, if they want to go onto the website, which is nature.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
There's sources. They can read about the Absorb-Aid. They can get some free samples on that website. And if they call the 1-800 number, they can ask for free samples as well. So that's 1-800-827-7656, or they can get 20% off their order. So just use the code radio. And if you want to look at me on Instagram, I'm Dr. Julie Healthy Vibes.
Dr. Julie Healthy Vibes on Instagram. All right. Well, great. Thank you for your time. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for advice, and appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
You're welcome. Pleasure.
All right. This is Wiggins America. We'll be back after a short break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.